WTRC morning news continues. 53 degrees right now, and the time is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Gary Sieber. That's Paul Weaver.
Good morning.
Morning, and you know, we cut our news a little bit short there because we have a special guest on the news line with us this morning, and that is the governor of the state of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. Governor Daniels, good morning. How are you?
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Happy 2008 to you. We appreciate you joining us this morning and taking some time. Governor, I tell you what, we had a rough night last night here in northern Indiana with a number of bad storms. We had, even right now, we've got a couple inches of rain falling and more on the way, some flooding up here. But it brings to mind that severe weather can happen anytime. We go back to October, and the town of Napanee here in Elkhart County was the victim of a very terrible F3 tornado that caused millions of dollars in damage, some 350 homes damaged. And as you know, FEMA twice has turned down the town of Napanee for disaster funding. I thought, given the weather today, I'd start out asking you a little bit about that. I know you tried to intervene on behalf of the town of Napanee, but give us an idea of what happened there.
I'm very disappointed. I mean, the federal government has its rules and standards and levels of damage that have to be proven. But I thought we'd done a good job of documenting it and proving it. And to be very honest, on the second appeal, I really thought we'd answered the questions that seemed to stop it the first time. And I was surprised and I'm disappointed. And if we can figure out some third way to go about it, I will. Right now, I'm not sure what that'd be.
Yeah, was this just a matter, really, of just Napanee isn't big enough? I mean, because there weren't enough homes damaged, essentially, to qualify for federal funding?
Well, you know, you'd almost have to ask FEMA and the Congress that wrote the rules that they apply. It does have to do with totals as well as severity. And again, when we were surprised the first time, we went back and thought we'd gather some more information. We made a stronger case, just apparently not strong enough. And I'm distressed about it.
All right. Well, listen, I know that people of Napanee appreciated your help trying to intervene on their behalf. It is disappointing to them, I know, too. But turning our attention to the state's General Assembly, the legislature convenes today, and, of course, the top of everyone's agenda, property taxes. That has been, from day one, the thing that all of our legislators have talked about, and, of course, I know it's occupied a lot of your attention, too. Any special plans today?
I've got meetings all day with legislators, and as I have really began to be able to see them, some of them were around as early as last Friday. So I'll be working retail, but also wholesale. That is, talking to the taxpayers of Indiana about the need, you know, to contact your legislators. Do not let the special interests have the only word or the last word. Gary, the plan that I've sent the General Assembly represents by a huge margin the biggest tax cut in Indiana history, if we can pass it. There's almost $2 of tax cut for every dollar that a penny of sales tax would raise. And if the public can be heard from, I do believe we've got a great chance to cut and cap property taxes and keep them down this time for good.
Governor, you mentioned the special interests. We hear that from time to time. We've been reading a news story this morning that says there's contention because of, you know, the lobbying efforts of some special interest groups. Who are those special interests and what are they advocating?
Well, you know, the 1,100 politically elected assessors of the state want to continue on with no change. Those who have been able to, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of taxing districts. Nobody has told them ever that you know, your bill is too much. We've got too much total spending here in Elkhart County. Everybody's going to have to back up a little. So all the folks who like the status quo with no overall accountability on spending are certainly complaining. Yeah, and by the way, it's their right to do that. But this is a very pure case of a taxpayer interest versus those who have benefited from a system in which spending on local government and schools has outrun Hoosiers' incomes now for quite a long time and created this problem.
For the sake of practicality, are you keeping the issues separate right now, property tax reform versus the outcome of the Kernan Shepherd Commission? I mean, you can tie them all together, I suppose, when you look for efficiencies and streamlining and so forth, but are you keeping them separate in terms of just trying to get legislation through addressing the property tax question first?
Well, there's not entirely, Gary, because there is some overlap. There are some pieces of what Governor Kernan and Commission recommended, which were already part of my bill, such as lifting the cost of child welfare off the local property taxpayer altogether and managing it at the state level, such as getting away from this 1,100 politically elected assessors running around often unfairly appraising property. So some of it, I think, will definitely get taken care of as we cut property taxes. Much of it, I always thought, ought to be out there for debate during this year, and those people who are in public responsibility a year from now should tackle all the rest.
Now, Governor, your original plan had suggested that we cap this thing 1% for homeowners, 2% for landlords, 3% for business. I'm really, as you know, abbreviating that. What's been the reaction, though, from the business community that would see that 3%?
The initial reaction was that, they wanted the same cap as everybody else, I guess even if that meant raising everybody else's cap. I honestly don't agree with that. I think home ownership is special and deserves special protection, and putting a ceiling, a maximum that at a penny on the dollar of the value in the property seems to me the best way to protect seniors, fixed income people, everybody at a level that is fair. Now, I think as business has looked more closely at the arithmetic of this, they have seen that there's a cut for them as well as homeowners in our plan, and that the protection at a 3% level is not a bad deal. So I hope that we'll be able to work with them, but that's another of those groups that it did criticize that piece early on.
Yeah, and speaking of the arithmetic, some people have asked the question. You mentioned this being a large tax cut for Hoosiers across the state. How can they get a tax cut and still balance the state budget? How does the math work out on that?
Well, first, we balanced the state budget without a tax cut, let me point out. We had the tightest budget in 55 years, less than 2% spending growth in 05. In 07, we held it under 4. And so revenues have caught up. We balanced the budget, paid the debt, and we have some surplus. So one way we get a massive tax cut for Hoosiers in our plan is by using a little bit of that surplus. And then the effect of the caps in the future years leads to further cuts for those who are left above it. You know, when I look at St. Joe and Elkhart County, there's no part of the state, really, that would benefit more from our plan. 86% of the property in St. Joe County is above 1% now, and a majority of the homeowners in Elkhart County, and some of them still would be after the first round of relief. And then, so that's how you get $1.80, $1.90 of tax cut for every dollar of sales tax.
All right, Governor, I know you got a busy schedule today, the first day of the legislature. Do you want to pass along any good wishes to the Colts for this Sunday? I know you're involved in a little bet.
Well, I'm very excited for them. You might have seen Bob Sanders, Defensive Player of the Year, very deserving guy. You know, I can't imagine how they did what they did with all the injuries, an incredibly tough schedule, and really they were one chip shot field goal away from a one-loss season. Yeah. Is a remarkable accomplishment.
It's true. All right. Well, we wish them luck, and thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
You bet. Governor Mitch Daniels joining us by phone this morning. Busy day down in Indianapolis where the General Assembly convenes today for the 2008 short session.